Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. You can support this channel through PayPal and Subscribestar at the links below, as my YouTube channel's been demonetized, and I don't know how long I can keep making this series. Any and all donations are helpful. Nothing is too big or too small. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, Hawk and the Good. His channel is for MGTOW men looking for philosophy and purpose in today's society. The number one question guys ask me is, how do I find meaning and purpose in life? And Hawken has you covered with politics and current affairs, mixed in from a male perspective. Visit his YouTube channel and see for yourself. Sponsor link is down below. Now on with the memes. Number one, we have a beta provider that's sporting a soy smile and has zero matches after weeks on dating apps. He tried shooting low, which probably meant fatties, and still nothing. Maybe if he ditched the creepy-looking cat that's looking at him with suspicion instead of acceptance and got a passport, he'd have better luck overseas. Plus, he's taking a picture from the neck up. That's what fat women do, and many women probably think that he's portly-looking himself. Moving on, we have a graph showing us men and women's student loan debts since 2009, and what percentage they still have left to repay. The numbers diverged in 2013 when Tinder came out. Is that a coincidence? Looks like with more men single than ever after that, they were able to pay back their own loans instead of spending money on dating and relationships. Women have paid almost nothing back in under 15 years. I guess the many women aren't finding simps to pay off their student loans anymore. Number three, we have an image that portrays Adam 22, the man that enjoys men sleeping with his wifey or partner. Every man should experience the joy of letting his wife sleep with another man. You feel so liberated. Oh my God. I'm on my third step kit already. Also, the head of the baby is usually facing down and not up. I think there's something wrong with Tyrone's baby here. Up next, billionaire Michael Saylor, the former CEO of MicroStrategy, once invited 500 supermodels to a party, only to give him a 3-hour lecture on Bitcoin and a copy of the Bitcoin Standard Book. Little did he know that most of them couldn't read. Obviously, this never happened, but it should happen because one day, if Bitcoin becomes the first global currency, at least he'll be able to tell them, I told you so. Number five, every girl has a backup boyfriend, and she calls him best friend. That is true. It doesn't matter if he's involved with another woman. In fact, she prefers it that way because that proves to her that he's in demand and makes him even more desirable. Some women try and put the guy they actually want in the friend zone until he dumps his girlfriend, and then she's hoping to be the rebound chick that hoops him up in a relationship. So just remember, he's not always a friend zone simp. Moving on is a 28-year-old woman retiring from Lonely Fans and is wondering what comes next in life. She made $4 million before tax. She was raised in a trailer park and got a STEM degree but realized that doing naked yoga was going to pay her $5,000 per day. Of course, we all know that this is probably a fake story. But if it's not, it's enough money to buy her own place and meet a rich guy that'll come to the rescue. But will he want to given her age and Lonely Fans past? Besides, if she has made that much money, why quit now? Number 7 is an article from the New York Post, where young men reveal why so many are single. Because dates feel more like job interviews, of course. Women have endless amounts of questions like, how much do you make? What do you drive? And where do you live? Or how tall are you? Etc, etc. It's like an interrogation with titties more than anything else by fat, ugly, tattooed, and promiscuous women. The difference between a job interview and a date is that one is rewarding and the other is punishing. You guess which one is which. Up next is a woman with fake breasticles, claiming that her mammoth milkers are natural. But all I can really see is her fingers doing the old Baphomet gesture. Remember that with big boobs, they're typically saggy when they're real. If they look like half watermelons, then odds are they're paid for by a man. Number 9 is a group of women with all kinds of issues. Between mental health issues, drinking problems, massive amounts of debt, and being insufferable feminists, if you know a group of women, I'm sure that you'll probably run into one type of each. I'll take the one that looks like she has a drinking problem, as she looks like the only fiery redhead in the bunch. I'm just wondering why the lesbian and whore aren't in this picture. Moving on is a woman claiming that her 12-year-old baby brother tried offing himself with a boomstick in the cranium, and they didn't know if he's gonna make it or not. Male offs himself, and it's the woman that's the most affected, of course. This is the way it's always been. Women have always been the biggest victims of everything. Like when Hillary Clinton says that when men die in war, it's women and girls that are the most effective. I kid you not. Number 11, we have an image illustrating that both the feminists and conservatives believe that men are put on this earth to serve women. That's why both of these cultural technological groups are doomed to fail. Here's yet another version of the same meme. But MGTOW men are not choosing to sacrifice ourselves to either group, so we're seen as the enemy by both. You lose the game if you pick a side. The best way to win this game is to pick your own side. Up next is a man making $20 an hour versus a man that's in jail, making nothing. But he's good looking. The woman tells the 20-year-old wagey that he's broke, and he can't afford her, so she still loves the broke guy in jail, the jailie, and probably does all kinds of conjugal visits with him, and odds are she's preggers with his baby. People claim that it's called hybristophilia, or women attracted to criminals, but notice how all the criminals they're attracted to are usually some kind of high-status crime guys, and more importantly, are super good-looking. Coincidence? I think not. Number 13, we have a mommy ethot that demands to be respected by a man. But he says no because she sells pictures of her poop shoot to simps for $5 a month on the interwebs. Women want an army of simps paying for their lifestyle so they can chase after Chad. But once Chad finds out about her cam whore business, he won't go near her. They can't have it both ways, but they want it both ways. And he'll keep shaming high-value men trying to make them accept them. Moving on is a She-Hulk writer complaining that he had a residual salary of just $396 for his work. In reality, it was overpaid and should have been paying the studio $400 a month for how bad his writing was. I also don't know if this is a he or a she. You know that Hollyweird is over when you hear stories like this that are completely out of touch with reality. Number 15 is a woman asking a man if he's a right-wing extremist, and he responds by saying just a normal dude from 20 years ago. This is what happens when the woke mind virus takes over the world, and most women are pushed far to the left. Suddenly those in the middle of the political spectrum that haven't changed their value system in 20 years are considered conservative extremists. Number 16 is a man claiming that dolphin vag is better than human vag. He thinks that Shamu's pussy is better, and I guess that all these stories of men and mermaids falling in love come from all this. Also, for those who don't know, fishermen in Brazil like to violate the vag of stingrays when they fish in the high seas, because it feels similar to a woman's one. Maybe I should find a nice stingray that's ready to settle down or something. Up next is the Prime Minister of Italy, erasing the names of gay mothers from their children's birth certificates. After all, a child can only technically have one biological mother, at least for now. Conservatives need to wake up if they think this is progress, because the Italian Prime Minister herself is a single mother, with a kid that was born out of wedlock. Italy's population continues to crash and these sorts of stunts won't help. Number 18 is a MGTOW poster where all the women are wondering, where have all the men gone? After women for decades now have been divorcing men and taking their kids and everything they've worked so hard to build. At least the video games those guys go in their own way of playing don't demand perfection. Women thought that they could keep changing the rules and men would always keep coming back for more. I guess they learned their finally limits. Moving on, we have a woman from Houston and she was detained in Dubai and charged with screaming. Better that than being charged with being a porta-potty girl or throwing shoes in public at other women. I guess Arabs don't like it when women make loud noises, even when someone is pooping on their heads. There's a reason they call it Doo-Doo Dubai. Number 20, we have what might be AI-generated golf thoughts. But do you know why a golf course is better than a woman? Because a golf course has 18 holes and doesn't care how you put your balls in it. If these women are real, then they should have been in the last Charlie's Angels film. Then again, they look like they have big feet and big boobs, so hopefully they aren't AI-generated trans women or something like that. Number 21 is a modern empowered woman realizing that it's the end of her bloodline, and she's smiling about it because one of her sons likes boys, and the other one needs medication to be one. She must be so proud. With stories like this, you know that the woke mind virus is going to crash the global population any moment now, and all this woman can do is continue to smile at her two sons. Up next is the old versus new April O'Neil from the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Another Irish ginger bites the dust. I guess they don't want to sell more movie tickets by putting an attractive-looking woman in the movie. Funny enough, making a female character fat and ugly will just chase people away from that film faster. But I'll bet you anything, she still falls in love with a white Casey Jones that looks like a Chad. If the characters were race-swapped the other way, then there would be riots. Number 23, we have a woman complaining that her friend works as a cam girl. And that some jerk, he's really a hero in my books, paid her 3 times the regular price to sit naked and list all the things she hates about herself, and all her regrets. She cried after. Sounds to me like his money was well spent for a simp. Of course, she probably just lied to him and made things up to make him feel better. She's pissed off, though, because she was asked by a man to think, and thinking is hard for a thought. Moving on is a great meme illustrating the dog pill. If a man did the Humpty Dance with an animal, then they would call him a criminal because the animal can't consent. But when a woman takes advantage of Fido, the dog is doing it willingly, so it's all good, it seems. It looks like this dog is no longer man's best friend. In fact, they're now competing enemies. In the past, you'd give a dog a bone, but today, if you're a woman, increasingly the dog is the one giving you his bone. The point of the story is to not trust white women with dogs, especially if they keep peanut butter in the fridge. Number 25 in this week's last one is a woman named Mary, listing all the advantages that men have when compared to women. Things like greater strength, speed, longer fertility windows, etc. She says that with all that, we still complain all the time. That we're absolute sick freaks for doing so. But this is just projection. She wants to complain about her life, as most women do, and not have men criticize her, so instead she criticizes men for the very same thing that she's guilty of first. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Remember, I make these for free, so donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below for more content like this. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.